Well, if Prime Minister Abe catches a Major League Baseball game during his visit to the U.S., he might be watching one of his own citizens. The trend of Japanese players coming to the U.S. started in earnest in the late 1990s. And today, players are also coming in numbers from Cuba. But those players reach the U.S. as refugees, and some worry that warming relations with Cuba may actually crimp the supply of baseball talent. Greg Eklund from Here and Now contributor KCUR reports from Kauffman Stadium, home of the Kansas City Royals.
Adding fifth, the designated hitter, number 25, Kendrys Morales.
Cuban defector Kendrys Morales signed with the Kansas City Royals last winter as a replacement for the popular Billy Butler, who departed for Oakland. Morales, who turns 32 in June, left Cuba for good on a raft 11 years ago, his eighth attempt to get away. He's an established major leaguer now, but knows the wealth of baseball talent still in Cuba.
There's a lot of diamonds in the rough over there. There's a lot of talent and diamonds in the roughs, and he's hoping that one day those guys get a chance to show their abilities here, because it's not only guys that have been around for a while, guys, you know, these young kids that are coming up now that he's heard about that are extremely talented.
This year, 18 players who were born or raised in Cuba suited up for major league teams on opening day. Royals general manager Dayton Moore tried to sign Yasmani Tomas, who plays for the Arizona Diamondbacks, but was unsuccessful.
You know, you can't make excuses for not being able to sign a player. It's just the way it is.
Tomas instead signed with Arizona for a six-year deal worth more than $68 million. That's the second most lucrative deal given to a Cuban defector, topped only by Ruzny Castillo, who signed with the Boston Red Sox for 7 years and $72 million. These are the best of times for Cuban defectors to make money in Major League Baseball.
Right now, MLB has had it real good in one sense. They can simply wait for these guys to leave, and they're leaving in increasing numbers because of the attraction of the big dollars now in the United States and the poor economy in Cuba.
That's Peter Bjarkman, a Cuban baseball historian. Bjarkman believes the movement of baseball players from Cuba to the U.S. will be more restricted as relations between the U.S. and Cuba move closer to being normalized.
Cuba is not going to abandon their domestic baseball league and their powerful national team. It's too important an institution within Cuba. And they have seen what happened with baseball in the Dominican Republic, baseball in Venezuela, and in Puerto Rico, where Major League Baseball simply went in there and harvested all the talent out of those countries.
The Royals are a prime example. Since Dayton Moore became general manager, the Royals stepped up their scouting in Latin America. Royals catcher Salvador Perez of Venezuela and starting pitcher Yordano Ventura, a Dominican, signed as teenagers and developed in the U.S. Bjarkman figures that major league teams won't be able to sign Cuban teens. Instead, he says that teams will bid for players already under contract in Cuba, like they do with Japanese players.
A major league team could bid to negotiate with that player by paying a certain fee. I think now with some of the Japanese players, the Japanese ball clubs have been paid something like $10, $12, $15 million that they have to pay to the Japanese league just to negotiate a contract with the player.
As the U.S. and Cuba strengthen their ties, Dayton Moore isn't sure what Major League Baseball will do to tap Cuba for players, but says...
Well, I mean, it's obviously, an area where there's a lot of great talent. And I think Major League Baseball will do an excellent job in the long run of making sure that every team, every organization has an opportunity to compete from that talent.
In the meantime, the Royals are getting their money's worth with Kendrys Morales, as heard recently on the Royals radio network.
And a high drive deep left center field. Back goes Sam Fold, and it's off the wall and dead center. Two runs will score. Morales gets the job done.
Though future restrictions may make it more difficult to sign players from Cuba, for now the Royals are content with Kendrys Morales, the Cuban player they have. For Here and Now, I'm Greg Eklund in Kansas City.